Right, let's crack on, people. There's no need to faff around. There's no need to mess around. I'm not just the underdog of sport. I'm the underdog's underdog. And I'll be giving you the sports news like no one else. Elton Perryman, show one. Let's go. Straight into it. Gillingham's Danny Spiller has been told he could lose a finger after breaking it during a match. BBC Radio Kent was told by manager Andy Hessenthaler he's got a bad break. He's going to need surgery. Some people say it might stop him playing, but it shouldn't. Well, it could do because he could lose a finger. Well, I'll tell you what, Danny, go for it. Have the finger cut off. See how you get on. You might be better. You might even find you might have another one cut off. You could end up having all 10 cut off. Find yourself in the Premiership. How about that? You'd win a trophy, wouldn't be able to pick it up. No fingers. Ledley King. He's meant to be having a groin operation. Couldn't get there. Lost his passport. Ugh. You can't educate pork. For Eric Cantona. Says that football and art can be mixed at New York Cosmos. No, they can't, Eric. Easels on the pitch will not work. Life models, bowls of fruit in the way. You can't play football under those circumstances, Cantona. You might just be a man, and just Cantona. Well, I'm not a man. I'm just Perryman. Elton Perryman, Cantona. Freddie Eastwood missed the first half of Coventry's game last week. Some said it was a fallout with manager A.D. Boothroyd. Some said he was dropped. The real reason he wasn't there? He was at a big, fat, gypsy wedding, and he couldn't get there till 4 o'clock. Fact! Sheffield Wednesday fans, what do you think of this? Gary Megson, your new manager. Whoa! Bet you're pleased with that one. Hey, how about this? The Charles Dance of football. Gary Megson marches into Hillsborough and says, European football in 5 years. Yeah, we believe you, Gary. Rugby Union and Mike Tindall's been selected as captain for the England side. Oh! Someone wants an invite to the wedding, don't they, Martin Johnson? Yes. Yeah, you've got an evening one, and now you want a day one as well, do you? So you've made him captain. Yeah, we've sussed you, Johnson. We've sussed you. We've worked you out. Also in rugby union, Gavin Henson has left Saracens to join Toulon. Now, if my memory serves me, he said he was going to join Saracens to be nearer his children. So he's joined Toulon, where he's nearer the sea. Well, still, won't have to spend as much on fake tan, will you, Gavin? And that makes up for it, doesn't it? Not seeing the kids. Spending a bit less on fake tan. Now, sumo wrestling. The news of the week that there's been massive amounts of match fixing in sumo wrestling. Japan's sumo bosses are investigating a match fixing scandal in which 13 senior wrestlers have been implicated. It follows another scandal over illegal gambling last year, which saw live television coverage of the sport dropped by national broadcaster NHK. Sumo has its origins in religious rites, and wrestlers are expected to observe a strict code of behaviour. It has been dogged by match-fixing claims for decades, but they have always been firmly denied. Well, the problem is with this. I've been involved in match-fixing. I've spent my life in sport. I know what can happen. And what you need to do when you've got a bit of match-fixing is send in the heavies. What do you do when the heavies are the competitors? You send in the heavy heavies, but you can't because the sumo wrestlers are heavy heavies. So you send in the heavy heavy heavies to sort out the heavy heavies, but then you find out they've got heavy heavy heavies sorting out the heavy heavies, and the heavy 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 heavies are looking after the heavy 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 heavy. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. In fact, it's all getting a bit too heavy, and that's all we got time for. I'm going to say what I say, and I'll be on my way. Next time, Andy Murray. Is he Britain's biggest ever choker? Discuss. In the meantime, you can get in touch with me via Twitter at Elton Perryman or by email. I know it's so last year, darling. You can even page me if you want. Keep on rocking in the free world, brothers and sisters. And remember, it's the sport that counts. Bye now.